I'm just gonna
hey, it's Shit Talk mic. Reviews. Thanks for joining us. What's that, Dave? Do you need something?
I just
start over.
Do you need something, Dave?
I'm sorry, guys.
Start over.
Tightening up.
Tapes. We're wasting valuable time here, Dave. Hey, what's going on at Shit Talk Reviews? I'm John. In the room with me, Derek and David J. If you're new to this madness, we're three jack wagons that love music and every once in a while get together to talk about it.
Sometimes people listen to us and it's mind blowing that they do.
Yeah.
John, that was well said, by the way. I think you were right on the money there.
Thank you. You know, if you're a streamer and we're on all the streaming platforms too. So if you can't stand to look at the, well, people, specifically the three of us, you can, you know, spin us up on your chosen platform too. So.
Yeah, you'll like what you see though if you tune in to YouTube. I mean, studs, three massive studs.
It's something. Yeah. So, Derek, lay it on us. What do we have this week?
Yeah, somehow I got to choose this again. Crown Shift. Yeah, Crown Shift, self-titled debut. Members, Finnish band, members of Children of Bottom, Winter Sun, and Fintrall. They recruited Tommy Tuvinen from Migraine, and boy, what pipes this dude has. It's kind of like going and flipping through clams in the ocean and finding a pearl, but a really big one. I was blown away. When I first heard these guys, I thought, it's kind of meathead, you know, and but then I got into it a little bit, and there's a lot here. They're very ambitious, very talented. Genre blending, and I'm excited that you guys took the time to listen to it, and thank you to Nuclear Blast for sending us an early advance so we could give it a listen and give it a review.
That's great. These guys are all really, really talented. I love the vocals on it. They are meaty and heavy and metally, but he can get pretty clean and melodic too. And there's some great melodic parts on this album. But yes, yeah, serious talent in the band. And we are going to butcher names. So apologies for that up front.
Yeah, Daniel Freiberg, guitar and backing vocals. He's from Children of Bodom. And just a shout out, Alex Lejo of Children of Bodom passed away a few years ago. And it's good to see that he got, he landed on his feet with a really talented band. It's hard. Losing a singer, a lot of times when a singer dies, that's the end of the band, as we know, with Type O Negative. And so for him to be able to, you know, turn up here with these musicians, pretty happy for him. Jukka Koskinen on bass, and he was with Nightwish. I saw Nightwish several times. I'm the orchestration, love everything about Nightwish, and so it's cool to see him out and about again as well. And then Heike Saari from Fintrall, great drummer.
Great
to see him also back in the fold. So, Dave, what'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. The album definitely had some teeth to it. John mentioned the melodies, and I noted that A World Beyond Reach had some really, really cool melodies to it. I thought some of the guitar work on this album was just incredible.
One of the things that stood out was the synth. And if you look at the videos for If You Dare, there's no keyboardist, not to be seen. And what's interesting is it felt like across the album, it was old, new wave, synth sounding material, bordering on an early industrial. And they went for an older sound with the synth. And I really liked it. I thought it was kind of refreshing. Yeah,
it maintains a lot of, and I mean this in the best ways, like 90s and early 2000s prog metal with the with the keys and the synth back there. Some, you know, they peek through and get prominent here and there, but it's a great record for me, largely because it's got so much progressive stuff on there. I picked up little notes of Dream Theater here and there. Picked up a little Rush here and there. And those may have been tonal choices, but yeah, a really, really strong record. A great mix.
For me, it was for Rule the Show. The song is just killer, and the guitar is awesome, the arrangement. I, believe it or not, heard Earn in that song, and and Alice in Chains to me in those two songs, but definitely a little flavor of Earn for these guys, for sure.
One of the things that stood out to me is, you know, I'm sure they're all fans of In Flames. For obvious reasons, proximity not being one of them. But I heard a lot of In Flames is kind of foundational to each of these tracks. And it's not surprising, but boy, do they take the In Flames approach and really expand horizons, which was the goal of this band. They wanted to be genre breaking. And so their choice and tonality, just the guitar tones, the synth tones, it's just, there's so much to hear. And I haven't been this excited about a record, like, that's not just guttural, you know, Max Cavalera in your face destruction in a while. I couldn't wait to get in the car a lot to listen to this, because there was so much to hear. And I still, every time I listen through it, I hear something new, like Stellar Halo, the opening track, it goes on forever. But I heard everything from even a little slight Van Halen in there, In Flames, At the Gates, you know, the middle of the track, the urgency, the onslaught and the riffs gives way to this massive chorus. And, you know, Dave, you said it best. It's a big epic sound and what a way to start. And one thing I did say is, you know, I thought while I was listening to it is this could play in any size theater, whether it's a small room or a giant football stadium, whether you watch football as soccer or football as football in America, it could fill it up. And they're kind of playing a little bit of the Ghost, you know, big theater sound, but doing it far better and far more aggressive. And I would love to see these guys open for a Metallica in a huge setting.
That's stellar.
They're on tour through from now, April through August of this year in Europe. So if you're fortunate enough to be in the proximity of a show, you should definitely go.
Back to Stellar Halo. They couldn't open up this album with a better song, because fuck, did they come out swinging in this song, and it really was intense. Plus, you get a real good idea where the guitar's going on this, with that chugging sound, that Dark Sabbath kind of tones at times. So it set the pace for the album, I thought.
Well, yeah, that song in particular, but the rest of the album as well, it is very involved. It is very progressive, but it's still really approachable and accessible. It's not, you know, they really hit the nail on the head in terms of, you know, the vocal stylings and the mix, you know, all the points that are going to make people, well, I suspect people are going to get into it, but like I said, it's approachable. You could take somebody who's not a huge prog metal fan, you know, maybe they're more of a rock, hard rock, you know, straight ahead, lighter duty metal, and they're gonna love this record.
Sure.
Big prog guys like me, I love this record. I think it's heavy enough and nasty enough too that, you know, the guys and ladies that are into, you know, heavier metal genres are gonna dig this as well. I just think it's a really accessible album.
Well said. Yeah. How about after you absorb all these songs, they throw a Mirage at you, which is a beautiful instrumental. And I love instrumentals, but no one saw that coming. And it's such a great job. The placement of it was just perfect, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's instrumental. It's like a little over 10 minutes. And I think
very
there
chill
are vocals
song.
At the tail end of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful arrangement.
Mirage struck me as some of the old Testament classic guitar work. Testament was notorious. Eric Peterson loves classic guitar. Skolnick as well. Alex Skolnick with Testament. So they, you know, this has been done before. I would say that this might be ever so heightened above what Testament did back in the day in terms of just being it's a dirge, you know, a great reprieve of the onslaught, and it'll let you breathe for a little bit, but yet it's still kind of heavy and really well done. So, yeah, great call out.
Well, as far as not necessarily being new, you're not wrong there. I mean, there's not a lot that is new, but these guys do it, and they do it really fucking well.
Yeah, this had like a set a very, not saying they're similar, Death Ray vision, but it just had that similar. Remember when Derek brought Death Ray, after I listened to it, I was like, holy shit, man, these guys are fucking good. Like, mm-hmm. good. This is the same feel I had for these guys. After I was done, I was like, wow, this is definitely somebody I'll keep on my radar for sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty impactful record because of everything that we've been saying. They're really talented players. The production on the album is really solid.
It's unreal. Mm-hmm.
The mix is great. You know, it's big and thick. It fits. The album fits really nicely sort of in the realm of stuff that I'm into, which I was thrilled with. So, you know, I didn't know what to expect from these guys. And I love it. They can count me as a fan for sure.
Mm-hmm. If I can go back to If You Dare, it's my favorite track on the record. Love the build up. The chorus is just so emotional. Yeah. And very rarely do I hear a song for the first time and have the hair stand up on my neck and my arms. Mm-hmm. That happened with this. And when he says, as you once told me lies, reflection of your mind, world so divided, dropping out of line, story unfolds, designed to the bitter end, nothing more to say, kill me if you care. It's about betrayal. And we've all felt betrayal. I personally have felt betrayal. It's part of life. It's part of being an adult, adulting.
Regrettably.
Feeling pain and other people's just choices and their choices to hurt you and not care. Very honest. And I thought that the tonality of the chorus going down an octave and saying very pointed, just fucking kill me if you care about me still, because you've hurt me, was very, very telling, very, very powerful. And to get that kind of emotion out of, you know, largely a callous human being that I am, it said a lot. You know, I felt that, and it took me back to some times in life where betrayal happened, and me being me, it's like, yeah, let's keep trucking, fuck them, you know. Well, this made me feel those betrayals and made me look in the mirror and come back. And look, artwork is supposed to be interpreted. This artwork took me back to bad times and made me face them, and not in a bad way. It was pretty, it actually made me feel good that other people feel those kind of things. And that's the point of music and art.
That's great stuff, Derek, really. And that song too, the one you mentioned, the harmonies in that song were fabulous. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. The sunrise chorus in there. Yeah, you know, great melody, man.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very well put together song. Yeah, Stellar Halo, great opener. Rule the Show is an absolute ripper. Fast, yet still really chuggy.
Chuggy, yes.
Gallop drums. Gallop drums.
Super, super hooky chorus in there. There's a verse break around the 2 minute mark that is just nasty. Yeah. Machine gun style. Killer leads, like, great song. That's one of my standouts. I'll jump ahead. Stellar Halo and Rule the Show are two of the standouts for me. To the Other Side is great too, the closer.
Oh, yeah. They did not close with a light one, and that sounded to me like Clayman era In Flames. And interestingly enough, In Flames is on Nuclear Blast, which is Crown Shift is on. But there are some brutal guitar licks, guttural barks. It's just a memorable bite to end the album with.
Yeah, great song. World Beyond Reach, we touched on that one, I think. But it's nice. That one's a little more laid back after the onslaught of the second track. Again, just, you know, it's still there. It's a very present track, but just calms down for a second. I like the way they jump around the different styles in there.
My standout guys were Stellar Halo, A World Beyond Reach, and The Other Side. The Other Side was a long song, like 10 minutes long, but my God, the arrangement was fabulous. And I have to mention that the World Beyond Reach, the song, the guitar playing in that work, in that song, I mean, was absolutely amazing. Holy shit, was it just phenomenal guitar work in that song. So those are my three favorite.
The World of Beyond Reach, the electronic textures meeting kind of like progressive modern brutality, was such a great trade-off for me. It, again, the choices of tones with the electric synth parts with a modern sound was so appealing to me. You know, I just wanted to call that out again and give them kudos. Not that I'm the cat's meow, but it definitely took, you know, an ode to Depeche Mode and Gary Numan, you know, from yesteryear, but layered that sound on top of some brutality, which was awesome.
Yeah. Any other standouts, Derek?
I it's funny. There's 9 tracks and I had 8 standouts. So, Stellar Halo.
Good thing.
Yeah, Rule the Show, A World Beyond Reach, If You Dare is by far my favorite. Very emotional and honest. The Devil's Drug has like almost a By Demons Be Driven by Pantera Salt licks in there.
It's a heavy song. Yeah.
Heavy as shit. Freiburg is a monster player.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I was listening to it. I was in the car coming back from down south, and I just was like,
yeah.
And I found myself speeding and driving like an asshole. So, I would like to thank Daniel Freiburg for turning me into a demon of the road with The Devil's Drug. Mirage is a great, like I said, it's a dirge. It's a reprieve. And then to the other side, just it hits you over the head and says, remember us. I think it's a memorable record. And God, it's a love fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freiburg on A World Beyond Reach. Just listen to it, please. And tell me what you think. He just absolutely shreds this guy. Unreal.
Yeah. Made a lot of great choices performance wise and in the songwriting here. It's a great record. A big fan. Mm-hmm. Should we put numbers on it?
Sure. Let's.
Yeah. Shoot. I want to go first. Can I go first?
Lay it
on us. I'm excited about this one because I'm telling you, I said it before. And I'm going to say it again. I got the feeling this is going to be like Death Ray Vision for me. These guys are really, really good. And I got that feeling again when I heard Death Ray. So this is going to be my first 9, I think, of the season. These guys are getting a 9 for me. Just really, really good, good record. It had everything I wanted. A mix of all genres of music, all mixed in beautifully. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I would agree with that. I'm giving it an 8.75. I was, you know, right there on the edge of 9. It's a great record. I love so much of the stuff on there, and I'm looking forward to more from these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 for me. Again, I'm a fan of some of the members, from yesteryear with Nightwish and Children of Bodom. So it's really cool to see them back and have turned up such an incredible singer. Tommy, holy shit, dude. I don't know what kind of throat roids you're taking, but keep taking them. And Heikki Saari, man, holy shit.
Guy's great.
What a drummer. So it's just cool. And the only thing that I would like to see is whoever's playing keys, let them show themselves.
It may have been Daniel that, you know, he may have programmed the keys himself. One of the other guys, I don't know. I'm totally spitballing there, but.
Well, I was going to ask you as a producer, and you know, you and I just recorded a terrible track.
Beautiful, beautiful piece of music.
It's a beautiful piece of music that nobody will hear. Don't even ask. But you're good. You're really good in the studio. And you made me sound like a civilized human singing, and I still can't talk from it. I've been like a scratchy voice. But that being said, I was going to ask you, is this something that they have as pedals, or that they know when to click those in, or is it something that they just do in the studio and then live they hire a keyboardist?
Either that, or they would just play the backing tracks live through the PA, run it, you know, run the show off a laptop side stage and feed all their backing tracks in. That is a very, very commonplace thing these days.
That's too bad. I would love to see. I know they would have to pay another musician to play, but you know, keyboards need to be on stage. I mean, if you're going to create these cool soundscapes, let's see the person do that and create those cool soundscapes. My guy Josh Silver with Typo Negative was a showman. He had big bushy hair, and he had the keyboards falling all over the place, and You know, listen, I like the keyboards. I also like the keytar, and I think Dave should take up the keytar.
He should.
And maybe we start a band. I'll scream. He plays keytar. You play guitar, drums, and bass, and put out some really miserable music. It'll be great.
You know, this guy. Now, listen, these guys are very good. This was a great find, and you know, Urn, One from the North, Sermon, Death Ray, all those bands that last year I got introduced, Spirit Adrift, they're forever be on my playlist. Now I always see what they're up to. These guys are going to be one of those for me, I think. It's going to be a band that I'm going to tag and see what's going on. I like them that much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you're one of the privileged to get to hear the whole thing before the rest of the world.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it comes out May. I know it comes out next month, maybe the 9th or the 19th.
Not sometime in May, we didn't do our homework to whoever the asshole is. Do your research. I don't fucking. It'll be out in May.
It'll be
fucking. Who is
deal
that guy?
Be out sooner.
We're gonna
or later.
Find out who that guy is.
Oh, we're gonna bring him on the podcast.
I'm gonna make him smell my armpits.
That's funny.
Well, next week, I'm excited to get into this record. It is the latest from Melvin.
Who's up? Are you up, John?
I am. Yeah, okay. I am. We're gonna be talking about Tarantula Heart. The latest Melvins album. They were an absolute favorite of mine many, 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 many years ago. And I've not kept up with all their stuff over the years, but I was a huge fan and I'm excited to listen to this new record and to go back and get into their old stuff too. So that'll be fun. All right. Well, excellent shit. Great album this week. Was excited to
phenomenal.
Look forward to listening to it more.
I win again.
Dude, that's the winner. All right, we'll see you.